KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's homecoming day for three fallen Americans. The bodies of the three Army soldiers killed in Jordan arrived today at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, for a dignified transfer ceremony. President Biden will attend. He mentioned it the other day at the National Prayer Breakfast.
They risked it all, and we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country that the dozens of service members who were wounded and are recovering now.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin pledging retaliation for the attacks launched by Iran-backed terrorists. At least four people killed in the crash of a small plane in Clearwater, Florida last night. The single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza V-35 went down in a mobile home park after the pilot radioed an engine failure. Authorities say three people on the plane were killed. The other fatality was in a home. A truck loaded with gas has exploded, sparking a raging fire at incinerated homes and warehouses in Kenya's capital, injuring more than 270 people and killing at least three. Also at SRNNews.com, most House Democrats vote no on a bill aimed at protecting U.S. citizens from illegal aliens driving drunk.
On Wednesday, 150 House Democrats voted against the Protect Our Communities from DUIs Act, which would make drunk driving grounds for ineligibility to be in the U.S. The law would allow ICE agents to immediately take illegal immigrants convicted of drunk driving into their custody so they could be deported. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The first monthly jobs report of the year comes out later this morning. The government expected to report the creation of 185,000 jobs last month. A tech rally lifted Wall Street higher yesterday, and this morning Dow futures are up 2 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 176. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Generation Z.
They are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kentucky House has passed a bill instructing public schools to set aside time for a moment of silence the start of each school day. The measure easily cleared the House, now moves on to the Senate. The moment of silence would last 1 to 2 minutes at the start of each day in public schools. Students would decide how to use that time, and school personnel would be prohibited from instructing them on their silent reflection. This is SRN News. Astronomers will be watching as a rather large asteroid passes by.
First things first, it'll pass within 1.7 million miles of Earth. That's seven times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, and there's no chance of it hitting us. Designated 2008 OS-7, NASA estimates it's between 690 and 1,575 feet across, so similar in size to the Empire State Building. It's just one of several asteroids making approaches in the coming days. Three much smaller ones, no more than 10 yards across, on Friday, followed by another two on Saturday. And on Sunday, an asteroid roughly half the size of 2008 OS-7. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tomorrow marks 1 year since a deadly toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. A year later, many residents report their health is suffering, along with their property values. More details, SRNNews.com.